Cool. So, once again, out in the pouring rain, you all find yourselves in your smaller groups. It was Mystic and Mr. Hero, Espanto, Phantom, and Miedo, and Cypress. No, wait, is that right?
It was Cypress, Phantom, and...
Phantom was with Quentin Cypress.
Yes, it was
and
other self.
Yeah, Spectre PI was with Espanto and Miedo. Okay, yes, that's right. At the moment that the each of the ghosts, quote unquote, appeared, these larger gorilla-sized indistinct forms outlining in the rain, Thermite showed up with Mystic and Mr. Hero.
Perfect.
So now it's 3-3-3.
Yeah, is she trying to like run past me?
No, she is not. She's like, because you two were sitting on a bench, right?
Yeah.
As she basically ran to the side of the bench and stood there like ready to engage when you two did.
Yeah, so I think I'm like, either I already was standing or I'm standing up now, and I think I put my hand on her arm and I'm like, are you sure you feel better? Are you sure you're ready?
Yes. As long as I don't burn, I'll be fine. It only really affects me when I light up.
Are you sure you felt? I seem like you felt bad for a while after it.
I'll be fine. Trust me.
Okay. I have the motes if anything happens.
You'll be the first to know.
And I'm going to charge my burn.
All right, let's get that roll.
7. On a 7-9, mark and condition. I'm going to mark afraid, and I'm going to hold 3.
Awesome. Good amount of hold there. So, just as a brief reminder, the operation here is to open each of these like stress points with either Cypress does it with his powers, but the groups that don't have Cypress have been given a little tool, almost like a box cutter type implement that'll do the same thing. And from there, kick the crap out of it until it goes away. So I think for the groups, I think we'll focus on Cypress's group first. So that's Cypress, Quint, and Phantom.
Yo!
You three were over by a bridge that is always raised. And as the sort of stress appears in the air in front of you, you see the rain starting to like curve around it, like bounce off the top of it. And you see this gap appearing in the rain, but there's nothing physically there yet.
That's so cool.
Cypress motions over to you two and gives you a look like a you ready type look.
Yeah,
sure, why not.
And he draws his book, raises his other hand, and with a swipe of his hand, a cut appears through the air, and this bright, just like searing, iridescent light just bursts through. It is unlike everything else, which is like the sort of monochrome black and white. This is full color, and it is full every color. It is this like shimmering, almost like an oily, like the way that when you see like light bouncing off oil, it's like rainbowy. It's that kind of thing.
Oh, great. It's a Pride Month ghost.
Yeah, happy happy June, everybody.
we celebrate December when this comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally the opposite month.
What's a Pride month?
Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome to Dark Pride Month. Evil Pride Month.
Are you not proud all 12 months of the year? I don't understand.
I'll explain later, Phantom.
I'm gonna have to teach Phantom about Stonewall. Okay, Phantom, this is a brick. You see a cup there. Okay. just curl with your elbow.
So the last ghost that you all fought formed into a sort of humanoid-esque shape, and was like, you know, walking around, and that's why Sponta was able to like pin it. This doesn't appear to be forming into anything. It's kind of like it is kind of like dispersing. A lot of it is falling to the ground. It does appear to be somewhat affected by gravity, but then it starts like it hits the ground and spreads, and then starts like climbing up structures that aren't there. Like it's trying to map out a place that isn't here. Cypress does this like sweeping arm, like brings the arm back for the full dynamic like point, just like this fucking get 'em motion.
Quint is just going to stare at him for a little bit. Just what?
I think it's supposed to attack now.
We don't have the time for this. Hit it.
Okay, but did you really have to? Okay, fine. Later. So it's like, is it like spreading out in like sort of gloopy sort of sense? Like it's like a liquid? Is that what
it's? It's kind of liquidy. It's not like it just looks like oil. It doesn't have like the texture of oil. What it almost is like, how do I describe this? Imagine like it's almost light. It is like shining out, but slowly. You know, it doesn't have like the speed of light, but it is like radiating out from this point, falling down, hitting something. And when it makes these like false structures, like it appears to be like climbing up. It's like that thing is being revealed in the light rather than being like coated in something.
Okay. Charlie, if you don't have anything, I have something I could try.
Yeah, please go on.
So last session, I picked up a new move from a new playbook, and. Well, let me describe what Quint is going to do first before I name the move. So Quint, I guess, is to follow the dramatics of Cypress, like tears off the sleeve that has his metal arm, and you know, like throws it away, and in his hand he's holding one of those like magic box cutter things that. It's supposed to be able to like tear holes in the dimensions or whatever, and then he's just going to hold it in his metal hand and crush it. And when that happens, his arm starts shifting because I have taken the move from the newborn playbook, a mind of their own. Your powers evolve and mutate. When you are facing an obstacle or threat that your powers would not be able to deal with, you can mark a condition to gain brand new abilities adapted to the situation. You lose these powers at once the danger is gone. So what's happening is his arm is adapting to use whatever tech or enchantment is on those knives, and the form it ends up taking looks legally distinct from a Mega Man Buster.
Ah, yes, I see.
And
legally distinct from Samus arm cannon.
Yes, of course.
The Otherwear brand arm laser rocket.
So once that takes shape, Quint kneels down to take aim and shoots. And what this is going to look like is like a prismatic spray of colors to match this ghost thing, but it's essentially some kind of like energy blast. And okay. I'd like to hit this thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that this is. I'm gonna say this is directly engage.
Awesome. And also to note, I'm going to be marking insecure to gain this new legally distinct, not Mega Man arm cannon.
Gotcha.
That is an 8.
All right. So what are your options going to be here?
I want to take... No, well, no. Let's surprise impress or frighten them, because I'm going to be able to hit this thing harder than it's like expecting from someone from this sort of world, because this technology is like perfectly adapted to it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you are choosing to yeah, so you blast out this like similar like prismatic spray, and where it makes contact with like the matter that had like gathered, it like recedes back like a tide, but if the tide was the ocean, like pulling its hand away real fast, like ow. but it is like this like shirk back, as this clearly appears to be not fond of this experience. it is not a big fan of this. And Cypress looks more than a little bit annoyed that you crushed the little thing, but he's electing to not say anything about it right now. And simply appreciate that you have managed to fashion this new means of fighting. Now, you didn't choose to resist or avoid their blows.
Absolutely not.
And so I think there's this weird energy backlash, like from like the arm that you have this like constructed on. I think you get a like a jolt of pain through that arm as this like weird tangibly intangible material kind of like lashes out as it pulls back. I will say go ahead and mark another condition.
Got it. You know, I'm going to mark my choices are afraid, guilty, or hopeless. None of those. Don't want to do afraid yet, so let's do guilty. And part of this is because I've been hiding this shiny new power from Phantom, who was probably eyeing the heck out of this thing and going, what the hell, that is amazing.
Yeah, Phantom's definitely looking at me like, are you sure I can't take a look at your arm? This technology? I promise I won't do anything to it.
But Quint screams in a bit of pain, and his new arm like hangs limply for a bit, and he goes, okay, that was new. Probably should have tested it first.
Quint!
Hey, it worked!
It's miraculous! What if you lose your arm?
That'll be fine.
You say that now, but wait until you have an actual robot arm.
Well, I've scored the first blow, so why don't we try and take this thing down?
Yeah. So I've been trying to think about what Phantom can do, because Phantom doesn't have a weapon. And I have kind of a silly idea.
Destroy another one of the knives.
And do what with it?
Tech it.
But my idea was so much sillier.
Let's hear it.
So Phantom's kind of like trying to like... Phantom had tried to like improve the capture technology they used earlier that accidentally captured Espanto.
Yeah.
To upgrade it. So like they pull out the box, but like there's like an attachment to it, and like they press a button and it kind of like extends, and it kind of looks like a... I'm sorry.
I cannot wait for this.
It kind of looks like a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, that's what I was hoping you would say. Yes, that's so fucking funny.
So
yeah.
It's like a, this goo ghost.
So, like, are you, is this like a gadget thing?
Yeah, I'm using Always Prepared. So I'm using one of my gadgets.
Right.
All right, let me...
For, what's the effect of Always Prepared again? Is it just like you can do this?
When you unleash your powers by producing a brand new minor invention or gadget from your supply, spend one gadget and roll plus superior. So.
Okay, yeah. Unleash your powers then.
7.
Okay. So for unleash your powers on a 7 and 9, you can either mark a condition or I will tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
Let me look at what conditions I have marked. Well, I can either... I only have angry and hopeless left. I'm trying to decide if I want to mark angry because I'm mad at Quinn for keeping this a secret. And for hurting himself. Yeah, you know what? I'll mark angry. I only have one more condition left to mark.
Awesome. I'd love to hear
that. We'd love to see it.
Yeah. So in that case, you pull out this legally distinct poltergust.
Yes.
You just point it right at this stuff and turn it on. And I feel like it might be like even like a tad stronger than you anticipated. Like in the way that like, oh, you're almost like being pulled forward by the thing. Especially if you're like floating.
Yeah.
But you manage to keep it under control. And as you're sweeping it kind of across the area, you see this weird iridescent light bending and being like spiral pulled into the capture device.
Hell yeah.
You're not getting all of it, but you're getting a fair bit of it. Like there is much less here. And, it also appears that some of it has like the rate at which it is emerging from this tear is much less now. I assume your, capture device is not, infinite capacity.
No, it's absolutely not.
So at some point you get like the that's like, hey, we're full.
I did as much as I could.
Yeah, and there is absolutely a lot less here. And I think this is when Cypress steps forward, and he raises a hand and this orb of like energy appears in it, and he just like flings it right at the tear, and with this big like blast of white light, the rest of it is like vaporized. I was gonna say evaporated, and that doesn't work. I think, but no, it's like vaporized.
Yeah.
The tear appears still now, like before. It's just a rip hanging in the air. Without waiting, Cyber steps forward to start to mend it. And we are going to jump over.
I think to stands right behind him and tries to study it as much as they can before it's mended.
Yeah, he's not going to stop you. We're going to jump over to Espanto. You were standing on the under the same streetlight as Spectre PI. With Miedo somewhere around here. You kind of lost track of her because that's her thing.
Mm-hmm.
She just like disappears into the rain sometimes. And it's the same thing as what they just experienced. The tear emerges. The stress point emerges. It hasn't been torn yet and it like blocks the rain. This time, Specs holds up the little cutter tool to you and goes, do you want to do this?
I don't suppose you know who does this between us and you can tell me?
Oh, I'm not looking right now. I think it's more fun.
Okay, yeah. Cover my back then?
Oh, of course.
Good. And she winks and grabs the... I want to say knife, but it's not.
It's kind of a knife.
Grabs the shank, and shanks the interdimensional rift. Not it's less of a shanking and more of a slicing.
Yeah. You grab the pizza cutter and cut.
Get yourself a nice slice.
Right. And you also get this burst of this iridescence. Specs has not moved from under the streetlight. Like, they're still standing back there, like, leaning on it.
I'm going to assume they know where they should be best. And hope I'm right.
As you're walking up, by the way, Specs yells, "It was you, by the way."
You're lucky you're cute.
I know. So yeah, you get this burst and like you're right up on it as you're doing it. So you like you slide back across the ground as there's like a shockwave almost. It's not like, you know, blow you across the fucking city strong, but you get pushed back like a yard or two.
Yeah, I think I tried to like hold my feet, not fall over.
Yeah, you dig your heels in and weather the blast. And you start seeing this weird substance coming out. And on the other side of the tear, you see Miedo stepping out of the rain. And just like with the other group, it starts building these structures. You see a point where it looks like it's, you know, going over something that looks like a bench or like one of those on the street mailboxes, but everything's just, you know, it's like in the middle of the street in this universe, in this mm-hmm. dimension. And Miedo gets into a boxing stance and her arms start glowing purple.
Okay, then I turn into a Svanto form. And I like don't go full on crouch, but I like crouch enough. Like if I needed to, I could push myself forward and tackle whatever's gonna happen.
Right. I think Miedo runs in first, and she slams her fist into the ground, and you see the iridescence shockwave out around it, like flying away from where she hit. And as you are watching her go, she's like hitting specific areas, like she's corralling the substance, like pushing it all into like a more concentrated area.
I start doing the same thing she is, but from like the other side, I start like pushing with my shoulders and my hands, kind of like, yeah, doing like tackles and pushes with my shoulders and my body, like trying to corral the same thing.
Yeah. Go ahead and give me a directly engage.
Yeah. Let me roll 20. Hear this. Nope, that's Craig. That's roll 20.
Craig will do the roll, it'll be fine.
Yeah, Craig can do this. I believe in them. Directly engage semi. I'm not afraid. Hell yeah.
Okay.
That's a 7. That's acceptable.
Yeah.
Everyone has rolled a mixed success today.
Mixed success, Nova Squad, they call us.
Yep, that's our name.
Uh-huh. What option are you picking from directly engaged?
I think in fiction, the thing that makes the most sense is provide an opportunity here, right?
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. So that both in the here, so that Miedo and Specs can finish setting this up, but also like so that my other companions elsewhere don't get overwhelmed with ghosts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. With that as your option, I think you take to like working this pretty well. It's not exactly a complex procedure either. You're just kind of like hitting it where you don't want it to be, and making sure it like gathers up into the center. You do hear as you're going, Specs calls out Espanto, duck.
I duck immediately.
A ray of this shoots over your head. Specs walks over to it and just curb stomps it. And it immediately retreats.
I no problem. Owe you.
I'm here.
Yeah. Go ahead. I owe you a whatever you would like. Oh.
We'll talk about it afterwards. It's what I'm here for. Don't worry about it.
Tackles another weird one of these things.
And I think with your create an opportunity, you managed to collect your side enough that Miedo is able to push her side towards yours and have them meet in the middle. And she looks at you and makes a motion with her hands, like she basically just makes two fists and like punches them together. And then gestures to the two of you.
Yeah. I nod and like move backwards a little bit to start like preparing to lunge forward.
Yeah. She does the same thing and she like takes a couple steps back to get the run up and then holds up her fingers in 3, 2, 1, and then she starts running forwards.
I immediately go for like a spear or a tackle with my body.
She runs in and like braces herself for the hit. And I think because this is working specifically because of your ghost abilities. I think I'm gonna have you unleash your powers here.
Okay. I literally went to go grab my dice and went and like, wait, I just did a roll. We used the website.
I do that all the time.
I have them right here because I was using them yesterday. That's a 9.
Okay, so you can mark a condition, or it can be temporary or unstable.
Is it too late? I'm totally okay if it is, so I totally forgot that I could... that. My freak was at -1. Is it too late to switch it for my mundane for that role?
I'll allow it.
And just in that case, it's an 11, and I'll do my once per session switch. Does it make sense? I'm not being mundane right now. I'm doing my identity.
Yeah, it makes sense that like we could have that as like, you know, as you were backing up to run up.
Yeah,
you're like, okay, here we go. I know. I know there's a different move called Game Face.
Yeah.
But this is like a Game Face moment.
Yeah.
With an 11, you slam forwards and Miedo stands still enough and you crush the gathered material between you. She's very solid. It does hurt a little bit. And she gets pushed back by it and also seems a little winded. But Specs walks up beside you as you're like, you know, getting up from this. And they're just applauding like slowly.
Well, that was fun.
And now we just have to wait for, one of the magical ones.
Sounds good. I kind of just like fall back into my ass, tired. And yeah, tired. The rain hit me. I switch back to my human mode, and I was like, okay, yeah.
And as you, you know, slump back like that, let's take a look at Mystic, Thermite, and Mr. Hero. So you are the closest to their little base of operations, the Cold Open. You're kind of just on the street, down the street. And your material appears in the same way the other ones did. It's this space, and then as you and Mr. Hero stand up, I forget which one of you had the tool.
I don't know.
But I mean, we could say it's you.
Okay, we're both more like a distance fighter, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it can be me.
Mr. Hero gives Thermite like just a nod of acknowledgement, and then looks at you with a little wave as he's like, be my guest.
So I'm trying to, so these are for like cutting open the rift bigger, right?
Right. They're not strong enough to just cut a hole into another dimension, but when there's like stress on the point, they can like free it up and like rip it, let it through, basically.
Okay. Yeah. How far away is it from me right now?
If you're on the side of the road and it's kind of like middle other side of the road, that's like what, 20, 25 feet? I don't know. I'm not good at distances.
Okay, it's kind of far. like, it's not, I can't just like reach out or like take a few steps and have that. I'm thinking about how, I feel like normally I would just like hand it over to Thermite, but I don't want her to like go up front. She felt so bad. She had to lie down right before this. Like I'm not really thinking all the way through it because like we're kind of in a hurry here. And also I've never seen her sick before. So I want to trust her that she says she's feeling better, but I'm also a deeply cautious person and it makes me nervous to think about sending her up. And I kind of want to see if I can channel this tool with my powers and do it from over here.
That sounds fun.
Because this is what a cultist does on his own, right?
Yeah, he doesn't use the tool. He just cuts it.
Yeah, and I've used magical objects to do things like teleport across dimensions. Yeah, so I would love to try to do that.
Okay. I guess go ahead and give me an unleash then.
Yeah, so I think I'm holding it with one hand and with my other hand, like charging at my powers and like trying to like rip at it. And I saw a cultist do this before.
Yes.
Yeah. It's 15. Whoa. Baby. Boxcars with +3 freak. So that works.
Damn. Okay. Hell yeah. yeah, you bring up your hand and it's just like knife through butter.
I am like so hungry to study other people with my powers and learn how they use them that I think, I mean, maybe even after practicing with the first Cypress that we've met and I learned how to summon wings and fly from him, maybe this was like, oh yeah, I'm in the zone. I know how to do this now.
Yeah.
And especially holding the object, I think something like I can feel the properties that it has.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I break it open without approaching it and I'm just standing still.
I think as you do that, like it wasn't effortless, but it looked like it.
Oh, definitely wasn't. I was definitely focusing. Wasn't.
Yeah. Definitely wasn't effortless, but like, both Thermite and Mr. Hero look at you with like this, like, oh, okay, that was cool. Are you sure you've never done this before? like that move. Like they both give you that look, and you see more of this oily stuff coming out. In your area, it appears to be like going up over like trees and bushes.
Mm.
But it is still that weird. Rainbowy pseudo light, I guess. Mr. Hero pulls out and like forms his twin guns and looks at you and says, "This is the part where we blow it to hell."
And I think I nod like I'm not. I think I'm like, I'm a little bit like, oh, that worked at the same time, but yeah, okay, be my guest. Like, go for it.
And he starts unloading into it. Just the great thing about psychic weaponry is that you never need to worry about like like jamming or whatever. And so he could just like let this go. As he's doing that, he's like, where each of these things impact, you see that little like dispersal effect as it's like pushed away and like sort of pushed back in.
Mm-hmm.
But Thermite steps forward and extends a hand and points. And she says, it's leaking out more on that side. If you follow her gaze, you can see that in the areas where he's not hitting, where Mr. Hero isn't hitting, it's like more of it is being forced back towards that area, and it's like building up.
Mm-hmm. Like vertically, like forming a shape or something?
Yeah. Like one of these like small trees is like coming like more into focus instead of just being like lit up.
Mm-hmm. It's like melding onto a tree that's already there, or a tree is forming from somewhere else.
A tree that's not there. It's like it's trying to create a different area.
Yeah.
There's no tree nearby that it like is going onto.
We talked about how this stuff is making people disappear, right? That was the... Sorry, it's been a little bit since we recorded.
In essence, yeah. It's a... yeah, basically.
Okay. I kind of want to do something, like, irresponsible. And, like, not what I'm supposed to be doing, and which is like I want to study it and like take some time to like I don't know like what with another game it would be like studied essence or whatever, right? Like it's like I want to like figure out what it's doing, but like I can use elemental awareness to do that instead, if you're okay with that, and spend one burn and mark a condition to open your mind to the world around you with your powers. You can ask any one question about the world around you, and the GM will answer honestly.
Yeah, that absolutely, go for it.
Yeah, so I think I'm justifying this to myself in that, like, no one is immediately in danger at this moment. So I'm going to take a beat, close my eyes, hold my like hands up to my chest and like try to like get a sense of like what is happening here. So I'm going to spend a burn. I'm going to mark hopeless, because I only have angry and hopeless left to mark. So I'll just mark hopeless. what is this stuff's deal? Like, what is the purpose of like, or maybe not purpose, like, let me think about how I want to word this question. Like, why is this happening, I guess, is my question. Yeah, why is this weird stuff from another dimension leaking out and making things here?
Okay, so as you like open your awareness, you get like this with elemental awareness, you get like this sense, like this like extreme like perception of all the area around you. Right. And is it safe to assume that that appears a little different for each dimension, but it's generally like the same thing within a dimension?
I think it's pretty loose, honestly. It does not have to be the same as it has been either. I also think part of that has to do with Junie is just, she's still learning how to do this, and like learning how to use her magic to like interface with the world. Right. So, however you want to describe it in this moment is good with me.
Okay, so I feel like when you open your awareness here, in the space where you see, like you can physically see that this is happening, but you don't sense anything there. Like it's just a nothingness. But then you like focus on it and you find that you can only see the dimension you're in or that stuff. Like you can like switch between them, but you can't see both at the same time with your elemental awareness.
Like they're not compatible with each other.
Right. And from the way it's like forming a place, like that one area is like solidifying a bit more, and you can see, you can start to see more detail. Like you can start to see it making little like blades of grass around the tree and et cetera. You get the feeling that this isn't a malicious entity, but that the next dimension over is colliding with this one. That this is like that these two places are fully crashing into each other, and this is like the runoff.
Okay. Yeah, and so fixing these tears is just like bandaging it up. Stopping the bleeding or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think I am like, what it looks like to my teammates is I'm not doing anything for like a minute. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you're doing that, as that area continues to like coalesce, Thermite looks at you, looks at Mr. Hero, and sees the area around the tree, and that it's starting to like shine a bit brighter, and she's going to run in and try to hit it. Go ahead.
I would say maybe this is the moment I come to back to normal reality.
Yeah, like you come to and then see her sprinting in.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, but what did we say before that? What happens when people touch it again? It's just like, or normal people besides Miedo and Espanto.
Right. It's hard to touch. Like, it's not that they can't touch it. It's that they can't really do anything effective against it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm coming to, so I think I'm going to let her do that, and I'm channeling magic into my hands. I haven't decided what I will do with it yet. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm ready to do moat or magic bolt, and I'm not sure which.
Yeah, she swings, and her arm passes through the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a moment where she looks kind of confused. And then the best word to describe what happens next is that the tree detonates.
Okay.
And like all of a sudden, like it has become a new like source point for this weird light stuff.
Uh-huh.
And Thermite gets flung a couple meters down the way.
Well, I would love to use shielding.
Yeah, you can do that.
Which is a defense. So you call up a fast protective shield to stop a danger. Spend one burn to defend someone else from an immediate threat. Rolling plus freak instead of savior.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm going to spend another burn. So I have one left. Roll plus freak. So we can cut this out or not. But like, I normally have influence over Thermite. That would help me in this situation.
I think
a better question is, do you have influence over this character? Just
yeah
because you might.
I think in this case that the influence should apply,
yeah,
because to you this is Thermite.
Yeah,
you know.
All right, we didn't need it anyway, but this is 13.
Yeah.
I keep them safe, I choose run from the list. I will clear a condition.
Good call. What are you clearing?
There's lots of useful moves to do in this situation, so which one of these do I want to clear? I think I will clear afraid. Now that I understand what's happening, I'll clear mm-hmm. afraid. So now I only have three conditions. And yeah, so what happens is it's almost like the moat, but a little different. I put like almost like shield armor on her that like softens the blow. So it's like scraping on the ground instead of like her uniform or whatever as she's like rolling away. Yeah, and I'm able to do it fast because it's small.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you totally protect her. Mr. Hero like looks over at that and like adjusts the angle on one of his psychic guns and starts like better covering this from both sides and like pushing it back in towards the center. You see the tree get like dissipated and dispersed from a sustained volley. You see the whole like constructed reality. Like it takes a while, a bit.
I'll help. I'll throw a magic bolt at that.
Yeah. So, and I'm not gonna. You don't have to roll anything for this. You throw a magic bolt at the tree, and it like how it detonated earlier. It like implodes now.
Mm-hmm.
It like all that light gets sucked back in. And with your combined efforts between you and Mr. Hero, it starts getting pushed back in towards the center. It doesn't take long before the two of you easily have it totally dispersed, and your tear is just hanging there now.
All right. I think when we get to that point, I walk up to it, and I try to use the technique that Cypress taught me and close it.
Go ahead and do an unleash, I think.
Yeah.
I was going to say plus one from being like kind of explicitly taught this.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can say even that is like a words of the past bonus even because like that's someone from my legacy teaching me something.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, so on plus one ongoing if I listen, and there it is. So that's a 7.
Yeah.
And I think this is one thing that we explicitly don't want to be unstable or temporary.
Maybe not.
So, I think I will mark angry. I just cleared afraid. I think I'll mark angry this time with just like a little bit of like a... I'm frustrated that it was as much of a struggle for me to close it as it was, because... this was one that, like, occultists took more time to teach me how to do this, and yet I struggled with it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you put your hands over it, and you get it, like, sealed up immediately. You don't, like, the technique where you, like, make it disappear that occultist did, he didn't really have time to show you that much, so it is just kind of, like, sitting there, but, like, bound up.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm like a little mad. It's like, oh, I didn't perfect it, but hey, at least it's shut.
Right. Thermite gets up and like looks at the armor before it like, I assume, just fades away.
Oh, yeah. I think it's, yeah. I don't think it lasted that long.
Yeah, yeah. She gets up and like brushes herself off. And she walks over. Kind of like looking at the tear, and she like gives you a pat on the back, and she's like, thanks.
Does it strike me as weird at all? Am I at the point where I can roll that pierce on this?
I think
you could. Which will go well with angry marked.
You've had the experience.
I'm going to add a plus one to this also. Yes. That's a 5. That's a 5. Yeah, I think I was trying to focus on the moment, but I think I'm still like worried about her. And I think I'm like, this is weird, but I can't tell the difference between it being weird because like she was sick and feeling bad and it being weird because it's not her.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, mark a potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any other consequences?
Not right now.
Okay, love those ones.
Ominous. Yes, but no.
Love that.
yes, but don't worry about it. It's fine.
Good. I promise you, you're good.
Yeah. Love to be 4 conditions.
Mr. Hero looks at the bandage you made, essentially, and he looks at you and goes, hey, nice work. That'll hold.
Thanks. I'm a little frustrated. It didn't go as well as like tearing it open, but I'm glad you think it's going to hold.
I mean, creation is harder than destruction, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Should I go?
Cypress will come by and make it disappear.
Should I go? Which group should I go to, you think? I can go right now. or should I stay here?
I would say probably go towards the group with Specs and Miedo and your Miedo. Esponto? Esponto. That was her name, right? Esponto?
Yeah.
Yes, you should go to their group. I'll keep watch over this.
Okay. How far away is it again? I'm trying to decide if I want to use up the last of my burn, or maybe I should just save it, because it's been a lot of juice used up very quickly.
It's a couple blocks.
I think I will teleport there, then. I'll use up the last of my burn.
Okay. Yeah, you teleport there, and you see that you see Esponto sitting on the ground recovering from the cool can crusher move they did. And Specs is standing there flipping a coin, and Miedo is like watching the tear, and like when a little bit more comes out, she just pops it and it goes back in.
All right. Looks like you have things handled here, I say, like the moment after I rematerialize in, you know, it's a sparkly, like, turn into, like, particles of magic, and then those particles of magic show up somewhere else and then rematerialize into me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, we just need a magic person to close it, so...
All right, I'm here, and I walk up to the rift, and I'm going to try to close it again.
Okay, go ahead and give it a roll again, and, take the plus one from the legacy thing.
Yeah.
And I would say probably take another plus one for, you know, you just did it. Like, you're like, okay, I can do this, you know?
Yeah.
So plus two.
All right. 15. I do this one so good.
You do this one so good. Yeah, you bring it up and you're like, okay, I know how this feels. Like, I've got the vibe. Like, I remember the lesson more clearly now that I've actually done it once. And like, you know, there's something to be said for, like, you understood what he was saying during the lesson, but now that you've actually done it once, there's, like, parts of it that click for you, like, oh, that's what that meant.
So much of my magic is actually, like, feeling it out with my magic and with my body, which my magic is basically an extension of it. And right. Getting to actually do it is a huge difference.
Yeah, so you nail this one, you seal it up in, like, one glide of your hand. And you even try the invisible thing and it works, to like make it, not appear. And it's at around this point that, Cypress is running up, with, Quint and Phantom in tow if they would have followed.
Yeah.
I don't see why we wouldn't have.
We could have been investigating that bridge.
I want to say we had Phantom try and lower the bridge already.
Yeah, just
yeah.
Side scene of those three standing around in a control room.
I think you come up to me, like, wiping my brow. Like, I guess if it wasn't raining, I'd be wiping sweat off, but I am just pushing some of the water out of my hair.
Temporarily.
Out of my bangs. Yeah, just, you know, like, shake it off a little bit.
Cypress, like, shows up in time for you to see you do this, and he looks really impressed. It slows down the pace as he sees you have it handled, and looks at the assembled people and says, to you specifically, Mystic, he says, is your group taken care of too, then?
Yeah, but because that was the first one I tried by myself, I couldn't get it invisible, but Mr. Hero thinks it's, like, closed fully. So,
all right, I'll swing by and check it out, but good job.
Thanks. Yeah, you taught me well. And I think I sigh a little bit because I am tired. I use so much magic at once. Normally I pace myself a lot more.
He nods. He's like, yeah, I know.
Oh, I don't think I said that part out loud. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I kind of said it in the voice a little bit, but
He does have, like, an understanding look, though.
Yeah. That's so cool, Junie. Look, I sucked up a ghost. Can I see it? What does it look like? Is it like inside a ghost busting thing?
It's one of those same storage cubes, but it's, like, full of this, like, iridescent liquid now.
Yeah.
It looks like if the stuff that was coming out of those was like, you know, in like an aerosol can, like a see-through aerosol can.
I think I take like a beat to like take it in and try to understand what I'm looking at, and I say, nice.
I didn't mess it up this time.
I nod sheepishly.
Specs looks at Espanto.
It's fun to shrugs.
Like I want Specs to like be pulling his hammer away as the camera comes back to him.
Yeah. Specs is like putting the hammer back on their belt.
Do we see Thermite?
Thermite is still back with Mr. Hero.
Okay.
They're watching over the last one. Specs goes back to flipping the coin that they're holding and goes, you know, I foresee in a little bit we're going to be walking that way, so why don't we go find out what we're looking for, huh?
I think Espanto does like a kip up, like moves herself backwards and then jumps up to be on her feet and was like, sounds good, and like puts an arm around Specs's arm and starts dragging them that way.
They laugh and like, I can go myself, you know, like I'm not.
You knew this was gonna happen.
I think that laugh was in character.
There are some times that I don't mention things because I want to see if they won't happen, but I've never been wrong yet.
I think at that she like lets go. I'm like, fine.
I think at this point Quint is going to try and like rub hair, like wet hair from his eyes with his cannon hand. Get frustrated by it and then switch his hand and not say anything and then keep walking.
I think I see that and I'm like, what happened there? Gesturing at your arm.
I haven't figured out how to turn it off yet, but I'm sure it'll go back to normal, probably.
Do you want me to look at it?
I feel like that might make it worse.
Don't you trust me, Quint?
Wow.
And I am walking, I'm picking up the pace, so I'm not walking where I can see them, and I'm just following behind Specs and Espanto.
Just a little look. Come on.
Quint is going to bonk Phantom on the head with the arm cannon.
How? Fine.
Let's get going.
It's going to be really awkward to hold your hand if it's stuck like that.
You can just hold my cannon.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now? Yells Espanto.
Cypress is like, she has good hearing.
To be fair, the way Eric said that wasn't very quiet.
Yeah. So
that you, part in particular.
You all walk up and see Mr. Hero and Thermite standing by the last bandaged tear. She looks over and gives you like a nod.
I think I walk over to stand next to her.
Mm-hmm.
Not reaching out to touch her or anything. Just, you know, if we're going to stand in a group, I'm going to stand over there.
Yeah.
So, how does this Thermite feel to Quint?
Ooh.
I was so hoping you'd ask.
Maybe someone else can figure it out if I can't. Embarrassing.
I think that there is like, is adrenaline and emotion. You know, it's like there's a lot of like that kind of rush of excitement and anxiety, which is uncharacteristic.
Yeah, I was thinking that like Thermite would definitely not have those sort of first time jitters that I'm assuming is just radiating from this one.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's not like Thermite's never been afraid before, but this is like a different sort of deal. You know, it's like a different fear.
And she is wearing our Thermite's like outfit, right?
Yeah, she has the jacket, she has the masks, she has the uniform.
Okay.
The mask being the reason why I can't tell the difference, apparently.
So I'm going to just walk over and just uncharacteristically quietly and just go, so how was your first time?
Like, how loud are you saying that?
If Junie is right next to her, probably only Junie will be able to hear.
Oh, you're letting me hear. Okay, good.
Junie immediately thinks Eric is referring to a different first time and blushes.
Even without that, I was already thinking, I'd like to mark the condition embarrassed, please.
You feel in her emotions this like spike of like shock, like surprise, and confusion.
Quinn is just gonna like tap the side of his head.
I think I'm gonna look at her. I'm not necessarily making a face, but I am looking at her like,
what are you talking about, Quint?
You really going to make me spell it out, or did you want to keep this quiet?
I'm looking back and forth between the two of them. I'm trying not to make it obvious, like, ping pong face, though, for other people.
Yeah.
It's that thing where only your eyes go back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it is, I'm sure it can wait.
Mm-hmm. Just one question. Did Arthur might give you the jacket, or did you take it?
She glances from you to Mystic, like just really quickly, and then back. And I don't think she says anything.
I think I like take a deep breath. And, like, watch a cultist do his thing with the rift.
Mm-hmm. He, it's not as big of a process because he mostly just, like, you know, he finds, like, one or two points where it was, like, a little weak and, like, mm-hmm. shores those up and then makes the whole thing invisible. And he turns and he says, I think that's mission complete.
Yeah! Phantom turns to high-five someone. I guess it's Fonto, because the three
of you are... Fonto high fives back. Like, yeah, sure.
Hell yeah.
High five.
Specs throws their hand in the middle.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, you're adorable.
And Mr. Hero nods and says, let's get back inside, let's debrief. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think I whisper to Thermite, which way to her room again?
That's what you say?
Yeah.
And she like looks confused for a moment. In the back of the cold open.
Yeah, to the left or the right.
I don't remember if I established this before.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's part of why I asked.
Okay.
I assume I think I wanted to give her space, but at this time I'm like, I'm going back. Like I don't want to debrief yet. I want to go check on my girlfriend. Like, yeah. You know?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And okay. Well, if I didn't establish, left side.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I think if we're going in, I don't stop. I just walk all the way through. And I'm not, like, trying to make a big deal about it. Like, maybe people think I'm going to the bathroom. Like, I don't know. I'm just, you know, normal walking pace going back there. If no one stops me.
I don't have any reason to stop you.
Mr. Hero kind of, like...
Unless Thermite is, like, okay. Out there already or something, but...
Right. So, when you walk back up to the door... That big sort of like reinforced door.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hero kind of at the front, like gives it a knock, waits, gives it another knock. And then, Espanto, your senses start going wild.
Towards that direction in particular or just
towards the inside of the cold open?
I yell, don't or stop.
Yeah. And at the same time, Specs yells, everybody get down.
Yeah, I duck.
Gets down.
Yeah, get down.
Um,
yeah, same.
The big metal door gets blown off its hinges and goes over you all and into the alley behind you.
I would like to charge my burn like the instant I'm on the ground.
Yep, go ahead. Possible. Give it a go.
Yep, so I'm crouching down, my skin flares up. I got a 10. I get to hold 3. Oof. I don't have to mark any conditions, so I'm 4. So, like, we're good. Everything is okay.
Been heavy hitting this session.
Oof, a lot of magic today.
Yeah, as you look inside, you see another, like, tear in the middle of the room. And there is, like, some stuff coming out of it, and you see, like, Ochoa and their Gamma Burst, like, cowering behind the bar. And you see wearing a tank top and a spare pair of jeans, Sarah, aka actual Thermite, is like gripping the tear and like pushing it, like knocking anything out back in, and her arms are like fully burning.
Is it like more than we've seen or usually see?
No, it's more than you usually see, but you have seen her go full body before.
Okay, yeah.
But it is like, normally she doesn't go much past the elbow. This is like up to the shoulder. And
nobody else has an action. I will.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm doing all the roles today, everyone.
No, makes sense.
It feels right for Mystic to do something here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, what am I going to say?
Get away from my girlfriend.
Hold on, let me help. And I'm going to start to try to close with my magic, but I'm trying not to hit her with it at all. Like, it's like ripped open already, right? Like, I can try to, yes, to push stuff in. Maybe I need Mieto and Espanto to help, but I'm trying to help to hold it back.
Yeah, you can hit it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have team, but I could help.
Oh, yeah. Should we get team now?
Yeah, this may, I didn't want to track like 3 separate pools of team, but we could do team here. Team move. Okay. So add 2 to the team pool. Who is our leader here?
I'm going to go with Mystic. Mystic's leading the action here.
Okay.
That makes the most sense to me. Does Mystic have influence over every teammate?
No. Because because we had a fight. I don't.
Nope. Does everyone have the same purpose in the fight?
Close the rift.
Yeah, close the rift.
Yeah, nothing weird for Quint this time.
Does anyone mistrust the leader or the team?
No.
No.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, no.
Is the team ill-prepared or off-balance?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we were expecting this.
Yeah, we weren't expecting this.
Okay, so that is a total of 2.
Yeah, and I'm not marking a condition to not take the. I'm not doing that. Sorry, everyone.
So yeah, 2 team in the pool. So you're gonna launch an attack to like help Thermite push the material back in.
Yeah, is that how? Yeah, if that's how you want to flavor it, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, almost make summoning like a magic grip like around it to also try to hold it in. Okay. Yeah, but we can also say, but this is a dangerous situation. We could say that's directly engage or threat.
Yeah, I think there is risk of backlash, so we will say directly engage.
Yeah, I don't want to reality storm this. The text on that is you channel destructive burst with your powers, which is
If something goes wrong, it's going to go very wrong.
If something goes wrong, that's going to go very wrong. I don't have afraid marked right now, so it'll just be a normal -1. But you know, would this count as trying to impress my love?
I think so.
Yeah, so that's a +1 on that. So it'll be just like a flat roll, and that's an 8.
That's an 8.
It's an 8. Yes. The directly engaged list, which I don't use enough, so I don't have memorized.
The directly engaged list is resist or avoid their blows, take something from them, create an opportunity for your allies, or impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
I'm creating an opportunity for my allies. I'm trying to hold it back so other people can act. And also so that Thermite could get a break or something, so she doesn't have to hold it back on her own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you make this, like, like tether around it.
Yeah, almost like a magic, like, cocoon, but it's not fully circling it, because I'm not, I don't want to touch Thermite's hands with it. Like, you know, like, I'm kind of, maybe she's grabbing the bottom and I'm trying to grab the top, but there's a gap between my metaphorical grip and her literal grip.
Right. As the rest of you can, like, see in this, like, you know, weird construction is, like, especially weird indoors. It looks like you're standing in two rooms at the same time. It's kind of disorienting. It's definitely a weird experience. And it, like, this, you know, this light stuff has, like, seeped through much more than it got a chance to in the other spots.
But I have Mystic, a dumb idea.
Holding it closed. Okay, go ahead.
I do have insecure marked, so I want to do something foolhardy without talking to my team, which is just my favorite condition clearing thing.
Uh-huh.
So while all this is going on, once Mystic gets her stuff up, Quint is just going to dash right on in, and basically the idea here is to shoulder check Thermite out of the way, arm cannon pretty much into the rift, and charge blast into it.
Okay. Huh. Okay, I'm going to say you can do the first part of that actually easy enough, because she is under a pretty decent amount of strain, and she's not, like, full power.
Mm-hmm.
And so you actually, like, any other day, you're not moving her, but, like, you manage to, like, elbow her out of the way. And give me directly engage.
That is an 8.
That is an 8. All right, you get 1.
It's usually so much more fun to not choose to resist or avoid blows, but what else can I do here? I think it is going to be more fun to not resist blows. So what I'm going to do is, with this blast, give us just more breathing room as I blast what's behind this deeper into the rift, so that we have just time to act here. So I'm trying to create an opportunity.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I'm going to say that in exchange for that, I'm going to have you roll for a powerful blow.
Can I defend Quinn? I don't know about this one.
I don't see how you would, but I'm open to pitches.
So exactly how is he gonna get hurt?
Well, he's shoving his arm basically into a rift.
That's true.
And he's going to unleash a lot of energy in there, and there's going to be some serious recoil.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that's not, like, cut his arm off, and that kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
I am a master of tech. I'm sure I could. I was thinking I would stab something into the arm that would kind of take some of the recoil and like mitigate it.
Okay. You know, I'm going to say go for it. Give me a defend.
All That's right, so this is going to cool, be great. Charlie. I'm angry, and my savior is a 0. Okay, I can do this. I can do this.
No!
That is a 3.
That's 3 plus 2 minus 2.
That's a firm 3.
That's such a cool idea, man. Though. Yeah, it was worth a try.
And you have the instinct for it.
Yeah.
You go over there and you, like, bring up this piece of tack and get ready to, like, you know, basically reinforce Quint here. and you go for it, but there's like a blast out of the thing just a little bit faster than you can get there. So Quint, you're still going to be taking that powerful blow, and
cool.
Phantom, you are too.
Awesome. I love this.
So I have a question, because I have a move I have never used on screen before. I have never give up, never surrender. When you take a powerful blow from someone with far greater power than you, use this move instead of take a powerful blow. Are we going to assume that whatever is on the other side of that rift is way more powerful than Quint is, or no?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. So I will roll this move instead. And I actually want...
Oof. Nothing to say to that, but oof. Absolutely nothing.
Okay, so Quint succeeds, which is a good thing on this version of the powerful blow.
Oh, right. So what does your thing do?
So on a hit, you stand strong and choose one. On a 7-9, mark a condition. The things I can choose from, you get an opportunity or opening against your attacker, you rally from the hit and inspires the team, add one team to the pool, or you keep your attacker's attention. And I think I'm just going to keep with the narrative here, and this is just the same opportunity that I'm was trying to get anyway, so we don't have to come up with something weird for it.
Okay. Now, Phantom, you have to pick some stuff.
I sure do.
Taking a powerful blow. What do you got?
I have the worst idea ever, and I don't think I should do it.
Well, you can't just say that and not tell us what it is.
Could you remind me exactly, like, what happens when you, like, put, like, a hand or something through the rift?
Well, you have not been told that.
Uh-huh.
And you haven't seen it happen. Nothing you can make an
educated guess?
Probably nothing good.
That's a good educated guess.
Yeah. So, losing control of myself and, jumping through the rift would not be a good idea.
That'd be a pretty bad idea.
You're saying that the blast might knock you into the rift?
No, I think...
That might mean we'd need a fourth session for this arc.
That's true. I probably shouldn't do that as much as I want to.
I mean, it sounds like fun to go explore a different dimension.
Yeah, but I probably shouldn't do it.
Yeah, I have no plans for this.
I will spare Olivia.
Yes.
I love that Quint was like, I'm going to do something impulsive. And then Phantom's like, I'm going to mess with the tech that he asked me not to mess with. And this is the result.
They're a great chaotic couple.
Yes, they are.
I think instead... what happened is maybe the tech that I was trying to use to help kind of like gets hit by this kind of blowback, and it kind of like starts messing with my tech, and like my cloak starts like flickering it out, and then I kind of just like slam up into the ceiling as my anti-gravity device starts to go on the fritz.
Damn.
Yeah. Which kind of like knocks the air out of me, and I'm stuck up there.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of dazed. For sure. Yeah. Your tech starts malfunctioning, and you get flung up into the ceiling. Quint, you do stand strong against the blast. And Cypress on the other side of things, is like looking around, and, he says, this isn't good. The Valerium's collapsing.
Well, that sounds like you should be doing something then.
I'm thinking.
Think I'm like faster. Holding my grip on the thing.
Yeah, if I'm not there already trying to make it to also contain it, then I'm there immediately.
Okay. Yeah. He starts racking his brain, and then he looks at Mystic and he says, I have an idea, but I don't have enough power for it on my own.
Yeah, tell me what you're thinking. I think I've still got one hand up trying to hold the top of this thing.
Yeah. And he's focusing and he's like, before, we've always bandaged it. We've always sealed it. But that doesn't do anything with... We need to push, like, not physically, but if we can generate enough force to put some distance between us and the other side.
Yeah.
Push it back and then seal.
Yeah, it's like your dimensions are, like, trying to exist in the same space. I know that's not the right word for it, but, like...
It's close enough. I honestly couldn't think of a better term. We need...
Yeah, I'm ready to try when you are. I think I have to let this go, though, to do that.
Right. So, the rest of you, if you can do anything to hold it, we just need a little bit of time.
Yeah, I am in my Svanto form, and I'm, like, trying to wrap my arms around it, or hold on to whoever else is next to me.
Right. Thermite gets up from her brief break, the brief time that you bought her, and lights up again and goes to help everyone hold it.
Yeah, I think I let go. I was holding my hand up in like a claw, and like I let it go, and the magic I had around it dissipates.
So now is the time for a custom move.
Yes.
Let me get that posted.
Go, go, custom move.
I'm so sad I can't participate.
You're just whooping around at the ceiling.
Yeah.
Did I?
It's fine. I'm
fine. You sent it to me.
I sent it to you. I didn't post it in the... Okay.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Okay. Posting it in... So the move is, if you want something done right, when you and your other self combine forces to achieve a goal that neither of you could do alone, roll plus your highest label, player's choice on a tie. On a hit, you do what you intend to. On a 10 plus, you're in perfect sync. Pick 2. On a 7 and a 9, something's keeping you from fully matching up. Pick 1 or mark a condition and pick 2. And we'll get to the options after you roll.
Yeah, I think... We're going to hold hands to do this, to channel our magic together.
Yeah, I agree.
And my highest is Freak, which is plus 3. I do have Hopeless marked, which I know automatically does this on roll 20.
Okay, so we can,
add plus 2 to it.
Yeah.
I think I'll just put it in the thing, and we'll just make sure that the math says it's a plus 3 at the end, right? Okay. I rolled a 6. I rolled a 2 plus 1 plus 3 is a 6.
If someone would like to spend a team, I know how it can be used with an NPC to boost this.
Yeah, because people could be holding the rift somehow or something in a way that's helpful.
I mean, I've been saying I'm there holding the rift, so I'm okay spending a team.
Yeah. So you spend a team to bump that up to a 7, and the two of you have a little bit of a tough time. You can tell kind of that you learned differently. And that is a little bit of a hurdle in matching up.
Yeah.
And you're out of sync, and you start to feel that like blowback that you get from these. And you feel that incoming, but your friends are holding it closed, so it's lessened. And right as that like pushback is about to come out, you hear a sound behind you as Sarah, in Thermite's gear, walks in holding the door that got blown off its hinges and steps in the way and uses the door to catch the blast. And she immediately drops it because that thing is heavy. And hits the deck as you two are able to pull this off.
All right.
You got a 7. So you get one option. You can pick your coordination with your other self gives you insight into your own ability. Shift any label except the one you used for this roll up and any other label down. You gain an idea of what you could be. Mark potential. Your other self is impressed by the showing. Gain influence over this other self. And you come away with new ideas about teamwork. Add one team to the pool. You could pick one or mark a condition and pick 2.
And then I would have 5 conditions. So I probably shouldn't do that. yeah, I I think I will mark potential. I think I am learning a lot from the situation.
All right. And you two are a little out of sync, but you manage to get the job done. You manage to just pump. And it, like, even with how tired you are, even with how tired he is, you can like synchronize well enough to push just this huge blast. And because of everyone else keeping it closed, it's like more focused, you know, like it's over a smaller area, quote unquote.
I think what it feels like is almost like in between making the hard magic of the hard, like not dangerous to touch magic of the moat and like making the dangerous to touch, not necessarily tangible magic that is like put into the magic bolts. It's like between those two things, like pushing on that other dimension to get it farther from this one.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's spot on. I think I agree. You both let loose this blast, and all of like that, like one of the two rooms you are currently standing in, just like it's siphoned back into the rift, and it becomes just another like particularly large rift. The people who are like on it now pretty much fall through it. And just like hit the ground because it's not like super tangible anymore.
Yeah.
And no roll needed. You and Cypress can close it up easy. I think that's part of the doing something together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the room is quiet.
Yeah. I think once it's fully shut, I let go of Cypress's hand and I guess if Thermite's still on the ground, I crouch down next to her.
Yeah, Thermite looks up at you and she's just beat. But she laughs a little and she's like, that was... wish I had a clear view of it. That seemed pretty cool.
I am so tired, but I do blush at that.
Phantom, you descend.
No, I thought it'd be more funny if Phantom just fell. And hopefully someone catches them.
That is a descent.
That is like a descent. Still descending. That's true.
Just very fast.
Just very fast.
Descend as you want to catch Phantom.
Descend as you please, but you're coming down. Yeah, who do you want to catch, Phantom?
Honestly, it'd be a lot funnier if I just fell right on to Quint.
That would be funny.
He tries to catch you, but you slip off of the cannon as it starts to break or whatever happens when the threat goes away.
I think that's I like that. Like Quint will try to catch you with his cannon hand, forgetting he doesn't have a hand on that hand. And like oops.
So your fall to the ground is a little softer because Quint slowed it down a little bit.
Well, I kind of caught you.
Thank you.
And he goes to look at his hand, and it's like pieces of it have been kind of blown off, and it's smoking, but his hand is still there, and he starts like moving and flexing it.
Phantom grips
that,
his hand.
That mostly worked.
Looking at it, you didn't lose your hand.
What made you think I would lose my hand?
You stuck your hand into a rift we don't know that much about. What if doing something like that could remove it from your body?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It won't be fine, Quint. Don't.
Quint is going to poke Phantom in the forehead.
I just don't want to lose you, is all.
You're adorable. So, what's the plan now?
I think I go from crouching to sitting down on the floor.
Yeah. You do see Sarah picking herself up off the floor and like disconnecting the mask, putting it down on the table, and she's like, you know, wiping sweat off her brow. Ochoa and Gamma stand up from behind her and just see this, you know, room full of just wiped out. If Espanto hasn't gotten up yet, Specs will walk over and offer a hand.
Yeah, she takes a. I'm very tired.
Hey, you all did good though.
Yeah, I guess. She kind of like...
Oh, go ahead.
I would say she kind of like lays her forehead against their, like... How tall is Speck?
How tall is Phantom?
5'10".
Oh, okay, so... Like, maybe a little slightly sort of taller. Against her shoulder.
Yeah, and they kind of quietly say, like, voice only you can really hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I know you did go to Sponto?
How?
I couldn't see what was going to happen. And you still pulled it out.
Thank you.
I think, yeah, I think you all deserve a bit of a rest. Go grab rooms in the back. I'm fresh as a daisy, so I'll be around with Sundays in a minute.
That sounds nice, if you have sprinkles.
Oh, do we ever.
Monochromatic sprinkles sound delicious.
You are all granted, rooms to sit down in, lay down in. And true to their word, Specs comes around. Everyone is like, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
Like before or after people take naps?
Kind of like peeks in to see if they're awake. And then if they are, like, hey, what kind of Sunday do you want?
I think I'm given a room. I take my boots off. I take my visor off. I am gone. I am just asleep immediately.
Fair enough.
I need some time for my magic to regenerate. Like, I use so much of it. I don't think we've seen anything on this scale except for the fear ball.
Yeah.
Quint, I don't even think, goes for a nap. He goes to borrow Speck's hammer and starts hammering off more of this cannon that is kind of busted right now and kind of hanging on his arm. And he's just kind of whacking away at it.
Quint's going to mess with his arm. Phantom's going to be there to try and help. Also, because they're very curious about it.
But they also have offering to mess with it.
Yes. But they're also probably messing with their own tech because it kind of malfunctioned on them. And they have to fix it. So this is one of the few times where the anti-grav device is off and there's just like a little hole in the back of Phantom's neck. But when asked, Fanta will be like, do you have any non-dairy ice cream?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'll have some of that.
Just like anything?
Do you have, like, strawberry ice cream? Or non-dairy ice cream? You know.
Yeah, we have non-dairy strawberry.
Excellent.
Thumbs up and looks at Quint.
Just vanilla. It's fine.
Cool.
Do you actually like vanilla, or is it just one of those things where you're trying to be as normal as possible?
What's wrong with the vanilla? Do you have any idea how complex the vanilla flavor is?
I mean, I don't really think about flavors.
It gets a really bad rap on why it's supposed to be boring, but it's one of the more complicated flavorings that we as humanity have found.
So it is a lot like you.
I don't know how to take
you,
that.
You can't remember when I say what I'm about to say, that you cannot see Specs' eyes. Specs rolls their eyes so hard.
The whole head, you can see it.
Yeah, it's a full like head rotation and they leave.
Leave me alone. And don't be jealous, Specs.
Oh, Specs is gone. Is Esponto taking a nap?
No, I think she's awake, just looking at the ceiling when Specs comes in. On whatever bed or sofa she has been given, she's laying down as much as possible. So if she's just like on an armchair, she's doing the legs up on one armrest, head on the other, just like looking up at the ceiling. Yeah.
Best place to lay down here is there is a bed, and it's like not bad. It's not the best bed ever. Mm. It's pretty Spartan, but
yeah, she's laying in that bed.
Specs pokes their head and is like, "Hey, you awake?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I thought it'd be easy to fall asleep after today, but now I think I'm awake.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
So, what do you want?
She like looks at them, kind of like shaking her head. Sprinkles, caramel, what has many sugary toppings. No chocolate, please. Just like sprinkles, caramel, all that stuff. If you have
okay,
some
did you, cookie dough. Did you want ice cream with that? Or
Yeah. If you have like a big bowl of cookie dough and then just trap all that stuff, preferably not chocolate cookie dough, but I know that's very specific, so I'll take the chocolate chips out if I need to.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Here, Peach! And she stretches her neck and closes her eyes.
One-handed wave over the shoulder as they leave. So everyone recuperates, everyone gets their specified ice cream treats. When you wake up, Mystic, you can also, you know, get one.
Yeah, I think definitely. I think it was like she was so tired, like she was like, I'm glad you're okay, Thermite, but basically it was like if she didn't leave right away, she probably would have just like fallen asleep where she was, like on the floor. Like she was like, I'm gonna run to the to sleep. But after a bit, yeah, I think she comes out and she's gonna have ice cream too.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's I don't remember what kind of hair we said she had, but maybe if it's pigtails, one of them is like pushed like in a weird direction. Like normally they're pretty symmetrical and it's like she slept on it. And so it's like pushed off to the side, like pulled out more than normal. And she just like doesn't care. Maybe she like finger combed her bangs before she came out. But like she's like, I'm not fucking fixing this. Like,
yeah. By the time you come out, you see Sarah back in her like regular apron uniform, and she kind of just like, without saying anything, walks over to you and like looks back at the board of like chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
I think I give her one of those like soft smile or awkward soft smiles where you like, you know, you like kind of push your lips up, like you know what I mean, like you're like doing like a smile grimace, and I'm like feeling kind of awkward, but like also like, I don't have anything against her. I just was fooled for a little too long. I think I get character decisions. I don't know. I get like a basic sundae, I think, with like, you know, like a little bit of whipped cream and cherry on top, some sprinkles or whatever. Like just like maybe a blink of vanilla one or whatever.
She goes and makes that for you. So now is the point where I ask if anyone wants to like, you know, talk to somebody in particular. After everyone recuperates.
What is my Sarah doing? Like, our Sarah?
Thermite comes out a bit after you, just yawning really big. She hasn't changed back into the uniform yet.
Yeah.
So she's still wearing those, like, you know, borrowed jeans and tank top, and she just, like, sits down next to you, just kind of, like, flops down into the chair.
I think I, like, you know, like, rub the upper part of her back, like, a there, also, like, good job, kind of.
Yeah. She just has this, like, tired-ass smile.
I think I take a bite of my ice cream, and then I'm like, did you get some? Did you order some ice cream?
I don't really do ice cream. But thanks. I'm good, though.
What about, like, milkshakes or something? That'd be good.
Yeah, I can do
milkshakes. I bet they could do beer.
Yeah, I'll ask. Yo. Sarah walks over and she's like, yeah. She's like, do you do milkshakes here? And Sarah just has this really confused expression.
It's like you like make it into like a drink, like you add milk.
Like, why would you shake milk?
She's like, we can try.
Do you have straws?
Yeah, we have straws.
I believe Junie's introducing the concept of milkshakes to this dimension.
I can't believe this ice cream parlor doesn't have milkshakes.
To be fair,
other dimensions are weird.
they also just found out about acronyms.
This dimension's weird.
Listen, sometimes history finds a way.
Yeah. They didn't have superpowers until 10 years ago. This dimension is so weird.
they have much different priorities over here. But yeah, there's you can see her like screwing around in the back, trying to figure this out.
Is it because it's like too cold? Is ice cream like too cold for you, or is it you're too hot for the ice cream? Or
yeah, that one. Just cold foods in general, like okay. Like if I put an ice cube in my mouth, it's gone in like 5 seconds.
I'm like looking at my ice cream while I'm like thinking about what this means. Then I think about like I feel like we probably haven't like just like talked about Thermite's powers that much. I feel like it's more fun just to do most of it on screen, or at least the starts of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so then I'm thinking about how your powers affect your life, and I'm thinking about how you got rained on and how you were out for like a whole day because of that. And are you feeling mostly better after the rain? I've never seen you taken out by anything before, really. Not even me. I put down my spoon.
It's mostly annoying, and you know, I mean, living in Rancho Paseo, when does it ever rain this hard, you know? I think that's part of it. But it's like, it really doesn't bother me unless it's like, it's just draining. Like, I think the best way to put it is that the burn is harder to sustain. It takes more energy to sustain in water.
And so yeah, I'm nodding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. I feel like I have like an actual like sense of what that could feel like, more than maybe your average person would.
So, you know, unfortunate that we happened into a dimension where it was always like this.
Yeah, I'm glad there was a safe place for you to. Well, I look at like I don't know. Is there like? Like rubble on the floor or anything? Like things got broken in here.
There's still a couple chairs that are tipped over, and like, you know, there's like smashed glasses here and there.
Yeah, I cut myself off looking at that.
Thermite looks over at Ochoa, who is currently like bolting the door back on.
Well, at least it was a place you could rest for a little bit.
Yeah, and it did help, and I had a pretty good conversation with the other one, with Sarah.
Did you lend her your uniform, or?
No, I didn't, but I thought she might try something, and I didn't really stop her. Maybe I was too tired, and maybe I thought, you know, everyone deserves a chance to go for it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were trying to convince her friends to let her help earlier, but you know, I guess they haven't been training her that much. So, you know, my argument was like, take her out next time, but won't be a next time now. I mean, well, hopefully not anytime soon at least. And I pick my spoon back up and eat some more ice cream.
She shrugs and she's like, yeah, I mean, they've been doing it this long. I doubt they're just going to fucking lay it down and head home.
Well, I meant about like the specific type of threat that they were facing.
No,
you know?
I know.
I was so worried about you, and I don't know. I didn't want to. I was distracted, and I'm embarrassed that I didn't realize it wasn't you right away. And I just want to be honest about that. I think my face is red. I am embarrassed.
I think very like lightly, Thermite reaches out and like kind of like reassuringly like pats your cheek a little bit and like is like, hey, you really don't have to worry about it. I mean, it's an honest mistake, and You know,
I think my cheek burns a little hotter at the touch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was wearing your mask, so like, and I don't know if you were different because you were hurting and recovering, or because you weren't, you were a different person. But
yeah, like I said, honest mistake, and I genuinely don't blame you for it. I would have made the same mistake if I were in your situation. But sometimes what I've learned is that when you finish a mission and you make a mistake, but the mission still succeeded, it's a very important skill to go, that's something to look out for next time, and move on.
You think many of your other selves are going to try to take your place?
Oh, nobody could really take my place. Come on. She's like this, like fucking this, like dumb grin. But you know, the principle of the thing, you know, I mean, we've had more malicious other selves. We've had this.
Yeah. What are you going to do when someone tries to be me? I think is Occultus, is Cypress in this room, or?
Yeah, but he's like over there, not really paying attention. He's it's like sweeping up. But Thermite does look over at him and is like, you know, I'll figure that out when we get to it, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. I really didn't know anything could knock you out like that. And it's scary. I don't know. I want to, you know, get to know you, and I want to know about your powers so I can help if anything like this happens. And next time I can put the moat up faster, or...
Let's talk about it when we get back. Let's, you know, make it a little hangout, a little date.
A training session.
Right. Yeah.
Do you look like somber at that?
No, she's still smiling.
Okay. Yeah. I think, that's what I wanted from the conversation.
Hell yeah.
I have a thing I would like to do.
Go ahead.
Well, first, I think Phantom kind of gets up after messing with her tech and looks at Quint and says, "Hey, I'm glad everything didn't go, you know, too terrible, with the whole sticking your hand in the rift and everything."
And everything? You mean when you tried to help and just got yourself hurt?
I mean, of course. I try to help you.
Phantom, I was fine.
But what if you weren't?
Are you saying you don't trust me?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. It's not about trusting you, it's about... I just don't want anything to happen to you.
So you go in and get yourself hurt instead. And you think that's better?
I mean, I'm fine, but I don't know what I'd do if I lost you too, and I have to do something, because what if I don't and you get really hurt, or
have a little more faith in me, Phantom. I haven't died yet.
I think there are tears welling up in Phantom's eyes, and they kind of stand up. But you could. You could die.
Nah, I'm going to live forever.
I'm going to hold you to that, then.
Next time, another way, Quint's funeral.
Ha, ha, ha.
Definitely wasn't a death flag. Nope.
Yeah, with you planning the finale arc,
You kill... I'm going to tell you right now, Eric, if you kill Quint, I'm going to find my way to get to California and kick your ass. Just so you know. I don't talk about it a lot, but there was a sense of hopelessness when I watched Ollie die. Like, I could have done something, and all I could do was watch it happen. I can't just watch it happen. I have to do something.
let me know if this is too much for you, but Quint is going to, using his normal hand, reach out for Phantom's face and kind of just use his hand to cover their eyes and just go, then don't watch. And he's going to go in for a kiss.
Aw, Phantom definitely kisses him. When we return home, there's something I need to tell you about. There's something I need to show you.
That's not ominous at all.
It's a little. I know it's a little silly, but I want to be able to protect.
I don't really think I need much protecting.
I don't know, Quint. I'm sure there are plenty of things you need protecting against. You have a lot of risky ideas, you know that? I think you're far too confident.
I mean, it's all worked out so far. I've only blown myself up a couple times.
I think Phantom takes his hand and then presses his hand with hers over his to the necklace that they gave him. I want everything to be okay. For the both of us. Just afraid of losing someone again.
I'm not going anywhere.
Are you done with your arm?
Are you asking if you can have my arm? Most people just ask for the hand.
I feel like that's a little.
That's a great place to cut that, actually.
Yeah.
With Phantom blushing.
Yes.
Well, I would love to talk to Cypress, but I already did a scene, so. If Fabby has something.
Fabby, do you have anything?
The only thing I have, I think it's up to you, depending you think. Would Specs reach out to Espanto? I think she's at a point right now, she's tired, the mission's over, where unless Specs came back again later to her room, she wouldn't, search for them.
I think Specs would loop back once everybody had been taken mm-hmm. care of ice cream wise.
Yeah.
With Espanto's ice cream.
Oh, I thought you got lost.
Oh no, I just had to make sure everyone was taken care of. Here you go, by the way.
Thank you.
Yep. It did take me a little long to make the Sarah's out there doing something new, making a drink. I don't know what's up with that.
I guess we'll find out later. Hopefully as not very dangerous. Sorry, I'm tired. My quick wit all flushed away with the rain.
Oh no, that's awful. It will be missed.
I know. What do I even have to offer if not for my razor sharp mind? She takes a bite of the ice cream.
Well, you're damn good at this fighting business. I'll tell you that.
I guess this is, honestly, this is easier than other type of fighting. This is very simple. You're fighting these creatures and you're pushing them back. And it's not like, there's not like an evil person who is controlling everyone's minds and making you face your worst fears, or evil scientist, or even I guess you all probably still get crime, but based on the fact that there's less people with powers, I assume there's less super crime.
I didn't even consider super crime.
Oh yeah, super crime.
Yeah, we don't bother with crime at all. That's not our problem.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, just wait until super crime. I do. It's literally my job to.
Uh huh.
But on a hero level, we don't deal with that.
You really are adorable. She takes another spoonful of the ice cream.
They kind of chuckle, and they lean forward a bit and actually take off their hat.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, it's still black and white, but it's you can tell it's blue hair. Mm-hmm. It's a very bright-eyed, bright-eyed, but not naive.
Mm-hmm.
Like a knowing brightness. And they smile at you, and they say, I mean, around here, things must seem pretty black and white to you, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I honestly kind of like it. Maybe it's naive of me. Things aren't really black and white, but I'm tired of sometimes not knowing what the right thing to do is.
I get that, but there's also, you know, points here and there. Like, sure, there's nobody to blame for this and nobody to, like, you know, but there's a flip side to that. And we don't, like, sure, we probably bought ourselves some time today, but we don't know if it stopped anything. You know, when we don't have a, you know, because if you have one big bad, you said mad scientist.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
That's just one person you got to deal with.
Yeah, but it's never just one. There's always another.
I'm just saying, we're all pretty aware of the fact that we might be doing this just for the rest of our lives. But I think
maybe this is one of those grass is greener on the other side things, but honestly, that doesn't sound like the worst. It's like y'all are firefighters, right? You know your enemy. Yes, it's dangerous. It could take lives, but you know the enemy. You can kind of anticipate it. You know what you're dealing with, and you can work on ways to have drills and best practices and like really specialize on that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry if I'm just telling you how wonderful your life is.
The others might have a problem with it, but I try to keep an optimistic outlook on things.
Yeah. Yeah. She, like, looks at you and, like, straight your eyes. I'm like, sorry if I teased you a little bit too much earlier. I was trying to keep my mind off other things, and I wasn't lying. You do help me keep my mind off things.
Well, yeah, that's real sweet, yeah. it's not unwelcome.
I'm glad. I would have felt bad otherwise.
You know, I think at the end of the day, I'm pretty thankful you all ended up showing up.
Yeah.
A lot happened, and maybe a lot happened because you showed up, but I think the others, I think they learned from it quite a bit.
Yeah. I wonder if, I'm not too sure what the procedure is if I ever wanted to visit again, or if it's even possible. You know, if you ever needed a hand with all these ghosts, having a second miedo, espanto, would not be the worst thing for your crew.
I agree, but let me tell you, this city's got a way of bringing people back together again if it's meant to be. And you're all I can romantic. Really do, I read a lot of books.
Same difference.
But, and you can call this a detective's intuition. It might just be hope, or it might just be, you know, some random fool in some random room in some random city just talking out of their ass, but I don't think we've seen the last of each other.
Yeah, I would like that.
All right, well, I'm going to quit bothering you. I'm going to get back out there and see if I can do anything to bother anyone out there.
Don't go on my account. It's not a bother.
Oh, no, I know I'm not bothering you. I want to bother them.
I guess I'll talk to you later then.
Yeah, see ya. And they, like, reach down for, like a gimme five. Like a real old school one.
I think she laughs and does not give them the gimme five and lays back down in bed. Like, need to give you a reason to come back.
Ugh. Fine.
And they do the thing where they like have the hat on their arm and they like pop it up and then put it on. And give you that same like over the shoulder wave as they walk out.
Yeah, and I think Martina goes to sleep after that.
All right. Probably can do one or two more, then I'll wrap up.
Yeah, I don't necessarily need to have like a conversation on screen, but I do think that Junie goes to talk to Cypress.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to have a conversation with Spex?
Okay.
Talk to yourself.
All right. What do you say to Spex? Like, Spex is just going to be out there, like, leaning on the wall next to Ochoa and, like, monologuing as Ochoa is trying to, like, lift this fucking door back in.
Hey. I love them.
I was wondering if I could talk to you.
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Ochoa. This is a business. Gotta take this. And Ochoa is, like, grumbling. Specs, like, looks at you and is like, yeah, what's up?
I just have a few questions. You know, I thought it maybe it'd be easier if I talk to myself, in a way, to kind of, like, get it off by my chest.
Ooh, this is going to be a fun change of pace. Usually I'm the one asking the questions. What do you got?
First of all, I was, you know, just curious, in this dimension, if you ever knew Oliver Adler.
I knew an Oliver.
You do?
I did.
Did?
Yeah, he was one of us here.
What happened to him?
They like, fighting didn't go so well for a lot of people.
I see. Were you?
I mean, I knew the guy, but I wouldn't say I was particularly closer to him than any of us. Like, we were all pretty close knit, but I'd say we were all about on the same level with that. Why, you got one?
I did. He was my best friend. I'm not from the same dimension as everyone else. I grew up somewhere else, and he was from where they're from, and he ended up in my dimension, and from then on we traveled together. But he, sometimes technology malfunctions and it goes really bad.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry for your loss. But hey, it seems like you got some good folks here.
They're pretty great. It took a while for me to really feel like I belonged with them, that I could open up again. But it's been really difficult. Have you ever experienced something that you can't let go of?
Yes. I'm gonna say. And I'm not sure if it's the same way you mean it, but yeah. The problem to me with being a detective, being a PI, is that there's not a lot of harm prevention that goes on, you know?
Yeah.
It's usually by the time somebody calls me in, things have already happened. And so every case I take, every job I work on, everything I solve, every person I find, every whatever I can prevent or I can stop, I keep them all right here. And they like jab a thumb into their chest. Because the more of those I do, the faster I can be to the next ones. And faster and faster and faster. And that's the goal. And sure, it helps that I can, sure, it helps that I can, you know, look a little bit into the future, but it's not exactly omnipotence. Wouldn't that be something? Anyway, what were you going to say?
Do you think you would ever do something extreme to try and mitigate that? To try and make up for the things you couldn't do?
I mean, that's a really vague question, but I'll answer it the best I can. No. I mean, there's plenty of stuff I can't do. I'm not a very quick fighter, and I'm not exactly, you know, the toughest, but everything I can't do, and they point over their shoulder
at where like Mr. Hero is sitting with Miedo. That's what those guys are for. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Perhaps I'm making a mistake.
Everyone makes mistakes. That's no big deal. You have no idea the amount of mistakes I've seen and made. I've made plenty. Even with seeing into the future, sometimes you get the wrong angle and you take things completely wrong. Everybody makes mistakes. And again, this is easier for me than other people, but best thing to do is look past them, see how you can do better. Sometimes you see yourself doing better and you just have to do it.
Do you think if someone you knew, if someone cared about and who cares about you, saw you do something horrible, do you think you could ever be forgiven?
Well, it'd kind of be out of my hands at that point, right?
Do you think?
And you said it's someone I cared about, right?
Yes.
Again, vague, but I guess if I had to say, my, like, how do I word this?
Okay, I put you in this position.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I needed a break from bugging Ochoa anyway. If I did something terrible and somebody I cared about and who cares about me, and that's important that they care about me too, I don't make it a habit to care about folks whose judgment I don't trust. And so either way, if I do something bad and they forgive me, well, good. But I'm still going to watch myself in the future. And if somebody I care about and who cares about me can't forgive me for something, then, well, it's a hell of a learning experience, isn't it?
Lucky and see the future. I wish I knew how things were going to turn out for me.
Well, hey, in my experience, and, you know, I'm only just meeting my first me for the first time now. So take this with just the ittiest, bittiest little grain of sugar. In my experience, things turn out all right for us as long as we work in to make it happen.
Thank you.
You know, I've made plenty of mistakes that I think, I've made mistakes that I still haven't forgiven myself for, but I've never made them again. You know, the perfect mistake happens once, and then you learn.
Thank you. I do feel better talking to you.
I have that effect on people.
A question.
Oh, ooh, ooh, nobody's ever done this to me before. Ooh, and one more thing. Can you do that? Can you do that real quick?
Yeah. And one more thing.
Oh, fuck, I knew I was cool.
Do you think
I love sex so much?
Do you think it'd be weird if I asked Mr. Hero for a picture?
Like a photograph?
Yeah, like a photograph.
I mean, yeah, I don't think it'd be weird, but I didn't see you like lugging a camera with you.
I probably shouldn't try and explain to you the technology of a smartphone. Nothing's ever happened between the two of you, has it?
Who, me and Hero?
Yeah. I mean, you saw me and by Quint.
Well, I've thought about it, but there was never a good time. It was just like, you know, I'm so busy with work all the time. And, you know, she's got this whole, you know, empire she's going to take over one day. And that sounds like a hassle, I'm telling you. Do you have any idea how much it would blow up my air of mystery to get with like an heiress?
I don't know. It could be fun. You could be Quint Harmony's mysterious partner.
Now, when you put it like that.
No, I think you should think about it.
Well, if you say so.
I do.
Good. We're on the same page then.
That's smacks on the shoulder and heads over to the other table. Not gonna be gonna edit there.
All right, anything else? I don't know. I want to talk to Cypress, but I don't know about following that scene.
I mean, that would be fun, I think.
Yeah. I have a scene in this. Yeah, I think in this dimension, but I think if you want to, we could save it for next week, or we could do it now.
What do you got?
I would like to talk to... I would like to talk to Termite.
Okay, yeah. We could do this one, then quick Cypress one, and call it there.
Yeah.
Clint only gets one scene.
I probably go to where Termite is if, and knock on the door, double check she's not busy.
Yeah, she goes, yep, come in.
Hey, I have a question for you, if you have the time.
Yeah, sure. And she's just, like, putting her jacket back on.
Are you the senior officer of this little thing, or is it Quint?
Quint is the senior special agent and commanding officer of Nova Squad. I'm special agent. The rest of you are agents.
Okay, so maybe I should be having this conversation with Quint, I guess.
What's up?
She, like, tilts her head. She, like, tilts her head to the side and looks at you. I assume this is, like, the day after or after she has taken a nap at the very least.
Yeah. This is, like, probably leading up to getting ready to leave.
I slept on that, and I am sure of my choice. I'm staying here.
Okay. Like, here?
Yeah, in this dimension.
Huh.
There's something about this place and the way they deal with threats and the way everything about it. I don't know. I've spent I don't know how long now with all of you traveling dimensions, even in our own, and this was like the first time things felt right. And like, I'll of course offer my services to this group. I guess I'm gonna have to learn their silly non-acronym name. But yeah, and if they say no, that's fine. I'm sure I can find something here to do. I can fight their ghosts. I'm pretty good at it. I'm sure this place has wrestling if I get bored, but yeah, there's just something about this world. I think I want to stay here. I want to stay here.
Well.
So, yeah. I guess I'm going to go tell Quint's dad. We'll see how that goes.
Hey, hold up.
Yeah.
I want to make this clear. I'm not stopping you.
Yeah.
But I think... I think you should come back to Prime for a little bit because, well, first of all, where do I even start?
Do you think they'll let me back in here after I go back? Or won't there be some sort of you can interfere in the affairs of other multiverses things from up top?
I could throw my weight around.
Okay.
I could probably make that happen. But I think, and this might be selfish of me, but I want to work out with you one more time.
She laughs and says, deal. I mean, worst comes to worst, I'm sure Phantom can figure out a way to throw me into this universe.
Oh, for sure. But,
I don't know how safe that would be, but... Fair ad. Yeah, you're right. That she
traveled the multiverse for 7 years, just fine.
Phantom is not really see that with Ollie.
Ooh, that hurt. Just because for those 7 years, though, it was fine for those 7 years.
Yeah, but
just maybe not at the end of them.
I think Thermite approaches you and like has a moment of like intense conflict on her face, but then holds out her arms for a hug.
She hugs you.
That's a good place to pull, I think.
Yeah.
And Cypress and Mystic.
So we'll probably need to edit the scene to go before that one because I don't have any, like, I don't have any emotional weight or anything I want to do with this. I just wanted to talk to.
I'm sorry. It's
no, no, no. Please do not apologize. I was like, I can't go after that Phantom scene either. I was like, this should go early.
I'm sorry. That was a sad person.
But, you know, I just wanted to get on screen that, like, Judy's, like, talking to another subverse who has, like, pretty innovative new uses of his magic that he's, like, worked out. And she, you know, wants to talk to him about that. And I think it's just a scene of her and him, like, going through, like, what she did when they were did the, you know, the three rifts and talking about how that went and, you know, like, her frustration with not being able to get invisible at first and then that kind of stuff. And I think she's just talking about, like, her training and, like, I think, I guess we can cut into, like, starting to talk in a character here where she's like, so in my home dimension and from what I've learned, quite a few other ones I've visited, my magic kind of works like a, like it's inherited, like it's like other previous members of our family had it, and I have it, and I found a mentor from another dimension who was teaching me about it, and he was telling me about his family. We don't have another self where he's from. Yeah, and so I've been studying it that way, and I'm still so surprised to hear about how you, you've only had you were the first person to have our magic here. I mean, as far as you know, right?
First, and he, like, wiggles his hand.
Wait, what does that mean?
There's a.
I mean, someone wrote the book. Well, of course, someone wrote the books that you've been using. And I, like, look like I'm like, why didn't I think about that earlier? Are those from this reality or?
There were more. Okay. So when I got my powers, the book just appeared. But all the books I have are companion pieces. And those showed up with some of the other people who could also do the same kind of thing.
I think my eyebrows shoot up. Like, I am like, this is fascinating information. And I'm also like, oh, damn it, we have to leave soon. The problem solved. We can't talk about this forever. Really?
Yeah. And do you remember what I said when you showed up for the first time and you did magic?
Out of character, I don't.
Yeah. He said, you're a hair away.
Right. Yeah, I think Junie nods. She remembers.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, myself and the others who got these particular abilities with these books, I mean, the author of the books is M. Haraway. Like, and he shows you the cover and it just says M. Haraway. And he's like, so we just, none of us, you know, we all kind of knew each other and hadn't anybody growing up, so we just kind of became the Haraways.
Huh. Let me show you something. And I pull out from a zippered pocket a shard of the black diamond from Strix's dimension that we stole with Larsheen's help that shattered at the finale of season one after Strix used it to get to Prime, and we used it to send Transition and the Voiceless away from home. I don't know if he feels this, but like you know, the first Cypress we met, and probably a lot of other people with Judy's style of magic can like sense it, that like a. Like when Junie first saw it, it's like, this is connected to my magic. Like this feels like my magic does in a way, or this is calling to me type of thing. Probably different for everyone. But, it's, the black diamond shard and she's holding it. I think it's not touching her bare skin so much. I mean, she touches it briefly, but I think she's letting it rest on like the sleeve of her uniform, like on her palm, because she has like thumb holes, I think. Just like thumb hole sleeves.
Mm-hmm. He kind of like looks at it curiously and is like, what is this?
In Strix's dimension, it was part of the Haraway legacy there. Something related to whatever gave them magic there. Last time I met a Cypress, he could sense it from across a crowded room and found us immediately after we drifted in to his home dimension. And I was wondering if you could sense it at all too.
Now that you hold it in front of me, yes, but he kind of flips through the book and he's like, I haven't really learned much of the perceptive ability in here yet. I kind of had to quick learn all the attack and defense stuff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But everybody has their focus.
I do feel a little something from it, but it's not very much.
Yeah, I first saw a photograph of it and I could feel it, but that was also when it was whole. Yeah, I mean, it was all in one piece, so I just have this piece of it.
Well, I'll keep an eye out. Yeah, if there's anything else like that.
Yeah. I mean, if you already taught me so much, is there any like stuff you want to talk about before I go? I know that we have to leave soon.
Just one thing, really. Thank you, Junie.
You're welcome. It felt good to team up. Even if, I mean, I'm sure you could sense that we were a little out of sync, but like, it felt good.
I agree. And I think as much as I literally taught you, I think you've taught me more.
I think she smiles sheepishly and puts the shard back in her pocket. Yeah, I feel like I don't have, we can just like cut there.
Yeah. And so the time comes where it's time to be getting back. And you all kind of gather up. I assume we're going to jump back from roughly where we jumped in.
I mean, it's been established that we don't need to, that we can just jump from wherever and then walk back, or
we'll probably go outside, right?
Yeah, do it in the alley at least.
Yeah, we don't need to like walk back to the exact space that we entered.
Mm-hmm. But the whole of the Void Patrol and Ochoa and Gamma are there as you're getting ready to leave, and Quint. There, Quint steps up and she says, "Hey, just a minute, folks. We'd like to introduce you to someone."
All right.
Okay.
Cypress turns around and walks into the back and walks out like a minute later. And walking out behind him in had an outfit for this. In a button-up shirt with a tie and like the sleeves pushed up, and a bandana on her head, is Sarah, and she's holding what appears to be a large shield. And Cypress says, "I'm going to get this out of the way. You were right.
I know.
Okay, we've exchanged that. Moving on." In that last bit, I had an idea that we could make Sarah a shield, and that could be a pretty significant way to contribute.
Do you have a name picked out yet?
Yeah, I'd like you all to meet the newest member of Void Patrol. And she gives a little, like, mock salute. It's like one of those, like, real casual ones where you, like, flick the arm off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "Firebrand, reporting for duty."
That's sweet foxes.
Oh, I forget you say that.
How do you forget?
Contrary to what you might believe, Phantom, I'm not thinking about you all the time.
Specs laughs.
I'm not thinking
about you all the time. She winks at Specs.
Ochoa opens the recently fixed door, and they all wave, and there's a asynchronous chorus of goodbyes. And with that, you know, you just hop out in the alley and jump back.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, I was thinking Sarah was going to go for like Aegis or something as a name, but Firebrand works too.
I thought that was too on the nose.
Thanks for listening. In this dimension, Espanto, a.k.a. La Osa, a.k.a. Martina Bosquez, the Janice, is played by Fabi Garza. She can be found at Fabi Garza, or as a cast member of Eidolon Playtest. Junie Mystic Haraway, the Nova, is played by Siobhan. She can be found on Twitter at Spellbound Mage, as Direct Impact on Splintered Vision on Protean City Comics, or at twitch.tv/runawaysorcery. Phantom, the Brain, is played by Charlie. She can be found on Twitter as @MagicalPride, or on Sir Podcasts at PrePodEngage, or at Devoid of Space. Quintessential Hero, the Soldier, is played by me, Eric. I can be found on Twitter as @PrimeFactorX01, and my work can be heard on the shows Arcadia, California, and Breathing Space, Fading Frontier. Special Agent Thermite, the Soldier, is played by Olivia. She can be found on Twitter at Livy Coddle, or heard on Breathing Space, Fading Frontiers. Otherwhere is played in Masks, A New Generation, by Brendan Conway, from Magpie Games, at Magpie Official on Twitter. Our theme music is composed by Michael Freitag, on Twitter as @AdmiralAmara. The actions and opinions presented here belong to the individuals from this dimension only, and are not representative of any other selves, known or unknown. Otherwear is not responsible for any side effect drifting produced by listening to this podcast.